A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 29th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the world's most beautiful game. Or is it still? Of course, we are going to tackle the FIFA elections and the controversy that has engulfed the world's football governing body.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
You will agree with me, these are unprecedented and difficult times for FIFA. The events of yesterday have cast a long shadow over football and over this week's Congress. Actions of individuals bring shame and humiliation on football and demand action and change from us all. We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now. I know many people hold me ultimately responsible for the actions and reputation of the global football community, whether it's a decision for the hosting of a World Cup or a corruption scandal.
The words there of the newly minted FIFA president, Sepp Blatter. Of course, he has won another term, Gibbs.
Obviously, Blessing, Sepp Blatter won the FIFA presidency for a fifth time today after his challenger, Prince Ali Ben Al Hussein, withdrew just before a scheduled second round. The first round of voting ended 133-73 in favor of Blatter, but that wasn't enough to secure the required two-thirds majority. However, Prince Ali elected to withdraw from the process before the second round could get underway.
The 79-year-old Blatter was first elected in 1998 when he replaced Hao Havelange in the governing body's most prestigious seat. Friday's voting took place at FIFA's Congress in Zurich, Switzerland, where the organization's 209 voting members confirmed the extension of the leader's 17-year tenure. Blatter's victory comes at the end of a watershed week for FIFA, in which 9 officials and 5 corporate executives were indicted on federal charges, including racketeering, wire fraud and money laundering conspiracies, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yei, kunga kujalo fwetu.
Wonguka hamadzadiwa nasi, tila utitingiri chitarisa ninya ye nabu. Chitarisa zvirikuitika ku FIFA. Nekuti FIFA ino jigidza nao ne ZIFA mu Zimbabwe. Asi zvaitika nasi ndezve kuti panga paine sarudzo kumuzinda we FIFA ku Zurich. Sarudzo idzi dzakundwa nava Sepp Blatter vanga vachitungamira iro sangano irori re FIFA mushure mekunge vawana iwo mavhota anosvika iwo 133 asi mavhota yanga asingakwanise kuti vange vachinzi vahwina nekuti vatadza kusvika pane zvinonyatsodiwa kana kuti two thirds nekudaro kana pasina anenge asvitsa 2/3 zvinenge zvakureva kuti vanenge vovhota zvakare asi wavanga vachikwikwidzana navo vabva vakanda havo mapadza vabva vati ivo havasi kuda kuti vange vachienderera mberi nekudaro vaBlatter ndo vanzi ivo vacharamba vachitungamira FIFA asi muFIFA mune nyaya yehori yanetsa zvikuru zvakapa kuti mazuva apfuura yakunge kuchisungwa vanhu vakawanda musangano irori vachinzi vakaita hori hori hunonzi hunowanzoitika panyika dzinenge dzichinzi ndo dzichaitirwa World Cup World Cup yakamboitwawo kusouth africa pane mutauro ipapo iri kutarisirwawo kuita kuitwa murussia pane nyaya ipapo Gibbs
ye kunjalo ke zvurukandava zvokupinde kwava njalo nje kunangale ke kuseBlatter ukomba ngophakati lamhlanje sikhuluma ke usebiselo ukuthi abe nguye phela ozibambileyo kunangale ke eFIFA kubuya ngesikhathi ke esetheswa umlando ukuthi kuFIFA kunganiswa kulobubolabola phakathi kungani abantu babefumbathiswa ukuthi kube lama games kube zithi kunangale South Africa ngo-2010 kucatshangelwa ukuthi kukhona iziphathamandla zeFIFA ezanika imali kuzobuya ke ngo-2022 kunangale ke eQatar kukhanyangazane kwaba njalo nje ukuthi kwafumbathiswana blessing so kuzobuya ke inxasikhanya lukhetho ye uBlatter ke ubethole amavoti athi 133 kusiya ku-73 kulawo aka-Albin Al Hussein so ke uHussein wasetshala uvalo sibili sebona indoda ingane iyaqolotsha ingene embusweni wayo wabechiya so ke singathi uBlatter nguye osephakathi njalo nje asizwe iningani izulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu ye lisifonele khonapha nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077 ye lifone kanye selifone khona ngapho kunjalo mfowethu
I think Gibbs we have our first guest that is Muzondiwa Mugadza former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper Lazy Muzo they called him then I remember Mabika calling him Lazy Muzo
and I still remember him playing for Zimbabwe Saints
yes
you know we used to watch him and I still remember when he was scored a very simple goal by Madinda Ndlovu and he wasn't happy I still remember that
but of course he was a brilliant goalkeeper
yes.
Of course you know not always in a hurry but he knew
yeah so
how to defend our goal
yeah abantu babe situation to umzo isinama isinama yakwazi ukuthi xa ungajika into bokuthi nama sibamba nje babe mbiza wethu nje
okay Mzondiwa Mugadza let's talk about the FIFA elections are you at all surprised that Blatter has won
not really surprised not really surprised. I mean, it was something that was going to happen. I mean, Blatter seems to be very influential in the football circles, and the corruption as well, I think, has played its part. Yeah.
And why is it that maybe he's so popular with football federations, say, in Africa and other continents?
I think that's probably him taking the World Cup to South Africa. It's probably part as well, where other African nations think, you know, he's home. So, you know, maybe the World Cup will come again to our continent.
Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest, Mo Moyo, who is also a sports analyst, and he played for several clubs in the Premier Soccer League. Gibbs.
Good evening, Mo Moyo. How is Harare? Are you in Harare or Kwekwe?
Harare.
Harare, Gibbs.
How is the city? What do you call Harare now, eh?
Harare is...
Sunshine?
It's now a vendor shop.
So, yeah, besides that, let's talk about soccer. So what do you think about, the re-election of Seb Blatter?
I think for Africa, it's a welcome election. I think you've done so much for Africa. You know,
first and foremost, the World Cup would never have come to Africa if Blatter was not there. Secondly, you know, the FIFA Go project, which has assisted in a big way, so much stadium, so much offices, infrastructure related to football has been put in place in across all Africa. And this has been going on, and Blatter has been supporting that. So I think for us as Africans, Blatter is good for us. And after all, you gave us five places in the World Cup. Probably on Saturday, you may even add the numbers. And it's good for our football if more teams are going to be playing at the World Cup at the expense of the Europeans and those guys that are against him.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, so just a little bit about Sepp Blatter, Blessing. Who is this gentleman, really? So Blatter was a man who could sing a lot. You know what used to happen?
Yeah.
He'd go to weddings and sing, you know? Yes, very impressive indeed. So he was born in a place called Vips, which is a remote Swiss Alpine town, in his early years. There was not a lot that you could say Blatter was going to be this big. So, you know, his father worked for a very big chemical company, but he didn't get a lot of money to actually support his family. So he had sons like him, that is Sepp, and then there was Peter, there was Marco, and their sister Ruth. So at a young age, you know, according to this message, according to this write-up that I have, you know, he used to share a bed with one of his brothers. So every day he would talk about soccer. And at one stage, he would actually steal out of the night, you know, go down the road and do a bit of soccer with some boys. You know, imagine at night, he would just do that. And then since the family was not too rich, so Blatter used to sell tomatoes and vegetables. But the father didn't like it, so he said, go to university. And in one stage, he graduated. But what is interesting is that the young Blatter was a promising footballer, you know. So then legend has it that he was called the king of his playground. And then, you know, with the owner of a professional quality football club called Lucerne Sport FC, signed him. But his father didn't like it. So then he said, stop football. And then he had to go to school and graduated, you know. Yeah. So that's a little bit about him.
Interesting.
We say a lot as we go.
Of course, we understand now his net worth is about $20 million. But Lesimzo, talking about FIFA, there's this issue of corruption. How is it going to affect Blatter's term in office?
I'm not sure whether it will go away. I'm sure it will stay, you know, in everyone's mind. It happened in the past while he was in power. So him going back again into power, I'm sure, you know, it will always stick around. People will always say things about his corruption. And for him, I think he just has to improve to see that it doesn't happen again. But again, you come to think of it, it's something that won't go away easily. Given that, I mean, like, you know, some other people, they still feel like, you know, for them to gain power, they have to manipulate some other areas as well. So we'll see how it goes. We just have to give them a benefit of doubt.
Gibbs.
Yes, sizokwona ngapho ke baba Mzondiwe. Nxa sikhangela ke umnumzana uBlatter eqalisa nje waye umuntu ongani ibhola ye uyalithanda kakhulu. So kutshoni khona nxa ukhangela abantu abakhangela ibhola. Kambe ngabantu abangani bayalazi ibhola kumbe kulezi nsuku kuphonga kuba nje ngabantu aphonga ukungena nje. Nxa sikhangela iFIFA ngokwayo khona.
So ngathi ngabantu nje abe-business ababuya, you know, into other areas abangaspecialize ngayo. But ukuthi wayezavuza edlala ibhola sangumfana and then now is in the office. I don't know whether umuntu ofit ukuthi engarunning office, but like the other guy has said, ukuthi the lama like I said before, ukuthi wasefe the World Cup Africa, maybe we just have to do some support here, but
hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khona lapho ungayindawo.
And more, we understand UEFA is threatening to actually pull out. Can they pull this through, or it's just the usual banter?
They are a minority. Mm-hmm. And the only information, it's not actually the whole UEFA that is, they are threatening they mm-hmm. will not pull out.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to pull out, it will not be the whole UEFA as the association and all the countries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the countries would prefer to remain with FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you can see Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, certainly, they were supporting Blatter.
Mm-hmm.
And the president came out and said, no, this is not about football. It's about America trying to do this and that,
mm-hmm.
Just trying to discredit Russia because they are going to host the next World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So there is going to be, if they decide to pull out, I'm sure there is going to be divisions in Europe. Because
mm-hmm.
not all the countries are happy about not being part of FIFA. And I think it's just usual banter. They would not pull out. Nobody did pull out of FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs. Mm. So, some more about Mr. Blatter. So, mm-hmm. he became Secretary General of the Swiss Ice Hockey Association at one stage, before becoming the President of the World Society of Friends of Suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
You know Suspenders?
Yeah.
Yes, Suspenders. You know, it sounds exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
A society for men who prefer stockings
mm-hmm.
to tights, you know? And then as time went on, Blatter then worked for a departmental store
mm-hmm.
For, you know, Swiss watchmaker
mm-hmm.
and sports timing device company, which was called Longines.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was involved with FIFA, you know, in 1972,
mm-hmm.
When 1975, sorry,
mm-hmm.
When he joined at the age of 39. So he was going up and up as time went by. So at the end of the day, he was elected president in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Momoyo. Now, Mr. Blatter was elected as FIFA president in 1998. It sounds like a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it's quite a long time ago, I would say. But I think the constitution of FIFA,
mm-hmm.
or from a personal level, I think it should get the chance to say maybe they should not do more than 2 or 3 terms.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually make it a lot easier, or it becomes a lot easier to change the presidency. But with the current constitution, it allows for anyone to go for as long as they can. So I don't blame Blatter. And being an African, I actually support him. I want that man to be good. It's good for our football.
Mm-hmm. So, do you agree? Is he good for African football? Has he done more?
From what I've seen back home, I think it's he has. Just
mm-hmm.
looking at, you know, Zimbabwe and stuff, like, you know, they've got some other facilities that were not there before,
mm-hmm.
which I believe they're being sponsored by, you know, by FIFA. And then the fact that he's brought the World Cup, I mean, like, you know, to our continent, that, again, you know,
mm-hmm.
you get my support.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you will do more, not just for, you know, for South Africa or Zimbabwe, or just the continent, on, you know, the whole of Africa. Then that would be good. And we have to hope, like, you know, during our last time, we have to see another World Cup, maybe sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, on that, I think I just have to give him my support.
Mm-hmm. And, Gibbs.
Now, I've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing, and one of the messages is from Mr. Roderick Theophilus, who says, history tells us no single dictator has ever lost an election,
mm-hmm.
be it a political or for leading a sports organization.
Yeah.
So that's why, he says, that's why Mr. Blatter won.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Mr. Patton, who says Mr. Blatter should have given others a chance because at the end of the day, he has been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ida writes, I think the FIFA guys should not abuse us because what they're doing to soccer is not too good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come to you, Mr. Moyo. Tell me, at the end of the day, when there are some of these scandals that we are seeing in FIFA, does it mean that it has been going on for a long time? Let's assume those allegations are true.
I think the Blatter correctly said there in his press conference yesterday, he said he and the organization are not able to monitor each and every member of the organization, how they do their transaction, who they transact with. It's not easy. And at the end of the day, they would trust that if you are in such a responsible position, you also act responsibly. But unfortunately, even if they are proven, I think it's up to Blatter himself to put in tighter measures and make sure that he cleans up the act so that football grows in terms of the sponsorship like it has been doing in the past years during his tenure. You see, there have been so many sponsors that have been clamoring to be part of FIFA. And during the Blatter era, FIFA has raised so much more money than any other time. I think we need to preserve that and keep that going. And the only way to do that is to clean up whatever is going wrong now and to tighten up the screws to make sure that nothing like that happens.
But Mzondiwa, the question is Blatter the right man to clean up the mess that FIFA is in at the moment?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It was going to be good if we had a new face in that position. But for now, I don't think so. But like what Mr. Moy is saying, again, you know, you just have to, you know, to clean up, I mean, the, you know, his department. And we take it from there. Because now, right now, there's nothing that can be changed. He's been elected. We just have to go by what you know, the other football associations have agreed to. To say yes, he has to go back to the post. But I would love to see another face myself.
Tichidzoka kwamuri mukoma mo pane chiri kubuda here iko kuziva village kwachoko zvakamira sei tirikungonaka zvinhu kuma warriors kwacho zvinenge zviri kunyatsofamba zvakanaka.
Ziva village yakagadzirwa zvakanaka, blessing. Ukasvikapo iko zvino izvi pakagadzirwa zvakanaka zvinofadza. Ziva village yakazvinyatsopera ikagadzirwa zvakanaka indi mashandiro azvakaitwa iko zvino izvi. Mari yacho hainambobvira yapinda mumaoko ezvifa, yaingonanga kune avo vaigadzira. Saka pakanyatsogadzirwa zvakanakisa ende zvishuwa kwaa village pakanaka. Ground riripo sekuti kana vanhu vanenge vachichemba ipapo vari kubva vatrainira ipapo, kureva kuti zvinhu zvese its a self catering area plus ine conference center which can be used for some other things. Maconference it can be hired out. But nyaya yekuti maWarriors ari kushaya vanosponsor, iyo itoriwo nyaya yagara iri kutongonesawo kuti vanoisa mari munhau dzemitambo muZimbabwe iko zvino izvi havasi kuwanika. Vanova masponsor chaiwo chaiwo hapana, makambani anoda kuitawo mari hapana. Maricons ava vakati wandei, vamwe vacho havasi kufarawo nevakuru varipo panhabu, vamwe vacho havasi kukwanisa nekuti nyika yacho yakaremerwa, zvinhu zvacho zviri kunetawo. Saka vanenge vasinawo mari dzacho dzekuti vaburitse. Iko zvino izvi munhu angachitoisa mari ndovanoziva magaya vaya, mufundisi profit magaya ndo vanga vatoisa mari kubhora. Kana vakasatoisa mari izvozvo, vakomana varofanira kuenda kuswazilendi mangwana maandatonditiri vari kutotarisira kusumuka nebhasi. Vachisvika ikoko musi webhora vobva vasvika kutamba bhora.
Zvinova
zvinhu zvisingatarisirwi ende zvinoita kuti mutambo wedu usafambire mberi. Asi tinorayira kuti sezvo vadhuku vaenda uko vakanosiya vavhotera Black, tichatarisira kuti vaBlatter pamwe vachadirawo zvimwe zvimari zvakaita kuti timbomhanyisa bhora redu mbichana kusvika nyaya dzavadhuku dzagadziriswa.
Gibbs.
Baba Mukasa, singati ke eleZimbabwe litolani xa sikhangeleke khonoko kuthiwa yiFIFA, kungabe kuzuzwani khonapho
from iFIFA? Like I said, I mean, from anything is one layer ekhaya, ngisekhaya kathesi. Kulama-facilities, I believe, ukuthi thiwa iFIFA, you know, yibo abancedisileyo. To me, I don't care into ekhangelekayo.
But again, abantu bekhaya sokuzethe sibonisa ku maintain a right into lezi nje ukuthi abantu nabakhulayo ababuyayo labo besebenzisa into leyana ukuthi ibhora leza likhula.
Kodwa ngasikhangele kuyini ofika wakubona wena? Singathi kulalogu lalogu lalogu kuyini?
Hayi ngabona ifacilities, ama facilities othwa i-upgrade to FIFA anceda abantwana emalokishini. To me it was good. It is work-related into ebukeka kakhulu.
Singathi ngama-ground kumbe
ngama-ground.
Yehe.
Ngama-ground.
Asendaweni ezinjani? Asendaweni ezinjani?
Esemalokishini.
Aha. Okay. All right, bamba kona poke mzo. So he's saying that FIFA for Zimbabwe has done quite some tremendous job, you know. He says he was recently in Zimbabwe. So he was visiting different suburbs and towns, you know, I mean towns. And he was saying that he could see some visible projects, and those are mainly in townships, you know, like playgrounds, which are beneficial to the youths, you know, according to him.
We have some messages on WhatsApp. First, we have M. Komo, who says, America must stop playing political games for the mere effect of achieving their own political interest. South Africa successfully hosted the World Cup in 2010, and therefore an African state can actually host the World Cup. Africa does not lure professionals of higher integrity all over the world through good salaries and scholarships and fast-track their identities. But silence responds to that. Silence says, Sepp Blatter must go. Does he want to die in office like African leaders? Interesting.
Very interesting there. Momoyo, does he want to die in that position? What is going on? Right? Very controversial.
I'm sure he's not going to die in office. He's just going to do his 4-year mandate, and then I'm sure you make sure there is a successor before he goes. I think you should not judge him by the number of years that he has been in the office. We should judge him by the work that he has done during the time that he has been in the office. And for me, Blatter has done very well for the time that he has been in office. In terms of growing the FIFA brand, he has done very well. I think besides these few issues of corruption, which I think you should be able to manage, because I think he's got an inside knowledge of what has been happening. Besides the him denying openly, he has done very well since 1998 up to date. So we should just judge him by what he has done, not by the number of years that he's been in power.
And of course, football is a multi-billion industry, and at the end of the day, some sponsors are actually complaining more about this kind of scandal. How far are they going to go in terms of maybe withdrawing some support? Is that going to be possible?
If they withdraw, there is always somebody who is willing to get into this multi-billion dollar industry. So I don't think anyone is going to leave. Of the current permanent sponsors of FIFA, the Nike, the Adidas, they are not going to leave those guys. They can talk what they can talk, they can say whatever they want, they can say, but they will not leave those days. Just too much money involved. There's so much to lose if they leave FIFA. They would rather wait in there and play the waiting game, and they see what's going to happen. But they would never leave. They can't.
Okay, please do stay on the line. Mo and Muzondiwa and Tinemwe Mterero Mukoma Clever. Rambai zvenyu makabata tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Nhasi nhare dzekuZimbabwe dzinenge dzachiti netsei. But of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.